Tornado watches have been issued along large parts of Australia's east coast as the remnants of a tropical cyclone sweep across the region. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, evacuations have also been ordered in many towns threatened by widespread flooding.
Torrential rain from the remnants of Cyclone Oswald continues to fall across central and southern Queensland and well into the state of New South Wales all the way down to Sydney. At least five tornadoes ripped through towns along the Queensland coast. In Australia's third largest city, Brisbane, the government is warning thousands of homes and businesses will be affected by flooding. But the Queensland state premier is cautioning residents who remember the record flooding from 2 years ago not to panic.
I just want to stress, this is far, far a lesser event than 2011. That's why people need to just be calm, have a big think, and then decide what they want to do.
The massive storm hits as hundreds of thousands of people travel Australia's east coast for the main summer holiday weekend. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The defending champ at the Australian Open men's tennis final has kept his title. Novak Djokovic of Serbia defeated Briton Andy Murray today. Djokovic has now won the Australian Open 3 years in a row. One of the biggest shopping malls in the world was robbed this weekend. Police in the Philippines say armed men entered a huge mall in a suburb of Manila, the capital, and held up a jewelry store. They fired shots into the air to terrify people and then used a wrench to break into glass showcases. They successfully made off with the gems and no one was hurt. The shop is in the SM Mega Mall, which reportedly attracts between 500,000 and 1 million people every day.